Daily Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Adam Merton, and I'm joined by my co-host here, Cole Shelton, to break down UFC Rio Rancho. Cole, just initial thoughts on the card, man. Definitely not one of the stronger fight night cards.
No, it's definitely not one of the stronger fight night cards. There's some names, there's some young up-and-coming prospects. There should be some good fights like that. The Anthony Medeiros Orlando Venata fight should be a lot of fun. Tim Means, whenever he fights, that's always a fun fight. But
yeah,
it's definitely not one of the stronger fight night cards for sure. I think this is probably going to be one of the weaker ones they do this year.
Yeah, I know. I agree with you on that, though. There's a few fights in the prelims. I mean, anytime Tim Means like fights, like you said, that's an exciting fight. But for the most part, yeah, it's just an average card, man. I feel like there's some strong cards coming up, though, Cole. You know, I think 248 looks really good, and there's a few fight night cards coming up look good. But this stretch right now, I think it's like kind of top heavy cards. Like the Conor card started, the Jones card was kind of top heavy. Now I think this one as well. Anyways, let's get right into it. We have, I think, 13 fights in this card. So a lot of breakdowns. We have odds for 12 fights. There is one fight without odds. That is the Macy Chason Shayna Young fight. You know what, Cole? We can start with that fight because we don't have odds for it. Let's just break that down quickly. So Macy Chason was supposed to fight. Who was she supposed to fight? Nico Montano, who pulled out with an illness, I believe. I'm not sure exactly what happened.
It's like some knee injury that she said is only going to keep her out a few weeks.
I think they're going to cut her, Cole. If she pulls out of all these fights, man, what's the point of having her around? What do you think before we get in the fight? You think they're going to cut her?
Yeah, like, is she so weird? She was obviously the inaugural flyweight champion and never fought Shevchenko, got stripped.
Yeah.
She's had trouble making weight before. She's went band weight, lost Julianne Pena. Like, I don't think the UFC's really happy with her because she held up the division for so long and they never got that Shevchenko fight. So I wouldn't be surprised. I kind of wouldn't be surprised they gave her one more, but she loses again. Like, I think she's a person that even if you're on, like, she loses two in a row, they're going to cut her. Because I don't think she's really someone the UFC likes.
No, I don't think so. And you can't blame them. Honestly, like, she was really impressive on the Ultimate Fighter. She looked great in that show. I was like, man, this girl's going to be a good champion for a while. And she just can't make weight cold. And now she keeps getting injured. So tough spot for her. But let's quickly break down this fight because, we don't have odds. I'm going to assume Chason will be favored in this fight. I mean, she has the full camp and Shane Young's making her debut here in the UFC. Makes you Chason 5-1. Won the Ultimate Fighter as well, Cole. So far in the UFC, she is 3-1. She beat Pan Kanza, she beat Gina Mazzini, she beat Sarah Morris, all by stoppage. And then she was upset by Lena Landsberg last fight. It's a fight that I think a lot of people believe she should have won, but she was pretty much dominated in that fight, lost the decision. Takes on Shayna Young here, 7-2, making her debut. She is coming off a win over Meiju Suotama in her last fight. She has a couple wins or a couple fights in Invicta that were an exhibition fight. Bouts of the Phoenix series. I think there were one-round fights, if I'm not mistaken. So they have taken those off her professional record, but she did win in one of those fights. Overall, you know, she was on the contender series. I should mention that as well. She lost to Sarah Alper, who just signed the UFC as well. Her best win was probably Pam Sorensen from back in 2016, who's a decent featherweight, I believe. I don't know, Cole. I'm kind of leaning towards Chase. I'm assuming she'll be a big favorite in this fight. We don't have odds, but I'm assuming she'll probably be like minus 400.
Yeah, I think anywhere minus 400, minus 500, yeah. I expect her to be. Like, she was a pretty big favorite against Montano, and Montano's better than Shayna Young. Shayna Young's going to be small here. She's a natural flyweight. Macy, she could really be a featherweight. She's a big girl. And the thing is with Shayna, if you look, most of her losses are by rear naked chokes. Like, even like she, two of her losses are rear naked chokes, like including the one rising the Phoenix series.
Mm-hmm.
Macy's ground game is really good. She submitted Penny Kianzad to win Ultimate Fighter. She has a really good ground and pounds. Like, that's how she beat Sarah Morais. I wouldn't be surprised if Macy tries to get this fight down to the ground, really just ground pound Shayna Young. I think she's going to win this fight by stoppage, whether it be by ground pound TKO or submission.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. You know, I think she'll bounce back nicely from that last fight. Don't know what happened in that fight, Cole. Just, you know, I know she had a lot going on last year, too. She lost her apartment or the condo she was in, I think. I don't know. I can't remember what happened, Cole, but she lost a lot of her belongings. I can't remember if her cat died or something, but anyway, she lost a lot of her stuff, and it was definitely a bad year for her, but I think she'll bounce back here. She's fighting someone that I believe she'll win. So again, we don't have odds for this fight, but me and Cole will be picking Macy Chason regardless of the odds. We both think she'll win. Now let's get to the fights with the odds. So we'll start with this one, the flyweight bout. Mark De La Rosa, the husband of Montana De La Rosa, who's fighting on the same card. He'll be taking on Raleigh Paiva in a flyweight bout. The current odds have Raleigh Paiva is a minus 210 favorite. Mark De La Rosa, plus 175 underdog. Who's your pick?
Yeah, this is a close fight. I think this is a loser gets cut kind of matchup. They're both on a two-fight losing streak. Paiva lost a split to Cara France and was lost by TKO Dr. Savage to Bontarian. Martel Rose is coming off a decision loss to Kai Kara France, Alex Perez. Those aren't bad losses. He has wins over like Joby Sanchez. He's fought Tim Elliott. He got submitted there. But Delos is a guy that's been around, but I'm just more high on Paiva. I think his striking is just a bit better. But I thought the odds would be a little bit closer. I don't think I'd lay that kind of money on Paiva because he's been inconsistent so far. I favor Paiva by decision, but I think it could go either way.
Yeah, this is a close fight. I don't like the odds. Minus 210, no chance in hell. You know, I will say this. Mike's MMA Picks, who's also on our website here at the Odds Breaker, Cole, like, he's really good at picking flyweight fights. He's very confident Paiva will win, you know, and, you know, Mike's a guy that oozes confidence with his flyweight picks. It's something he's did really well with. But, you know, I do favor Paiva. I just don't like the odds, Cole. Minus 210, I mean, I don't know about that. You know, this is a close fight, in my opinion. You know, Mark De La Rosa has won fights in the UFC. He has proven he can get his hand raised. The last two fights, he lost to Kara France and Perez. Those are good fighters. Paiva coming off losses, Bontorin and France, good fighters. So these are two solid fighters coming off losses to solid fighters. It's, to me, kind of a coin flip fight. I just favor Paiva because, you know, first off, I've been a little bit more impressed. He has more experience, and I think he's a little bit more dangerous. But definitely a close fight, Cole. I wouldn't bet on this fight, personally. I don't like the odds on Paiva. No thanks. I do think he'll probably go to the decision, though, if I had to guess. So maybe you pick on one of the guys winning by decision, but overall, I'll take Paiva by decision, but it's definitely not if I'm going to be laying juice on. I don't think it's worth the juice is worth the squeeze in this case. Next up, we got a bantamweight belt between Casey Kenny and Merab Dvalishvili. Interesting fighter, Cole. Merab -165, Casey Kenny +145. Who's your pick?
I'm going with the underdog, Casey Kenny. I've been impressed with him. That Manny Bermudez win was massive. Beat Ray Borg. He was flyweight champ in LFA and interim bantamweight champ. The problem with Merab to me is his past two wins are over Taron Ware and Brad Katona. Both of those guys aren't in the UFC anymore. It's just now Katona got cut. And then when he fights those higher up guys like Ricky Simon, he lost by submission, and Frankie Sainz, he lost by decision. I think Case Kenny's better than Merab. I'm surprised he's the underdog. I like Kenny's well rounded game. He's a good striker, good ground guy, and I think he'll take a decision win here.
This is a close fight, man. It's really close. Merab is excellent takedowns. You know, I looked at the stats yesterday. He's averaging over like 6 takedowns a fight. You talk about the losses. I mean, the Saints fight, most people thought that was a really bad decision. And the Simone fight, Cole, I mean, that was a really controversial stoppage as well. So to me, like, he very well could be undefeated. But I agree with you that the last two wins, kind of poor competition. Brad Katona was just cut from the UFC. Taron Ware, I think, went 0-4 in the UFC. So those aren't great wins. Casey Kenny's got a nice win streak going here. He's got wins over Ray Borg and Manny Bermudez, who I think are better wins than Merab's wins. It does come down to the matchup. If Merab is able to wrestle Casey Kenny, get him down, it wouldn't surprise me if he wins the decision here. But I do think the odds are a little off, Cole. So I'm kind of with you. I mean, this is one I've been going back and forth on. I wasn't sure what I was going to pick here, but I'm going to lean towards Casey Kenny here because I actually think he should be favored a little bit. And I think at +145, there's a little bit of value here. Generally, when me and you agree on underdogs, Cole, I find that they do actually win. So this could be our consensus dog. I'm not super confident. It is a bantamweight bout, and those fights generally are close. But Casey Kenny, I think, is a little bit more well-rounded, Cole, and slightly younger as well. My pick's going to be Casey Kenny. I think he wins the decision. I'll take him at +145. Next up, we've got a flyweight bout. Ray Borg against Rogerio Bontorin. Interesting fight here, Cole. Ray Borg -145, Bontorin +125. Give me your pick.
I don't like Ray Borg going back to flyweight at all. He's had trouble making weight. At bantamweight, though, like against Kenny, looked a bit small in there. Then he obviously had the win against Gabriel Silva, but I still favor Ray Borg in this. He's one of the best flyweights in the world. He lost to Beach Johnson, then he beat UCF Formiga, who's one of the top guys. Beat Luis Smolka. The problem is, though, is he's had, if you look at his topology, he had so many cans about it. He's had to pull out for a lot of reasons. He's had a tough little stretch. It's good to see him get back in the octagon often now, but I like Ray Borg by decision. Bontero's a tough guy. He's coming off that win over Paiva. I just think Borg's the better all-around fighter. I think he'll earn a decision win, maybe a late stoppage win.
Yeah, this is another tough fight to call, honestly. Bontorin actually opened as, I believe, the favorite here at some of the sports books anyways. -180 at 5 times. So he opened as a decent sized favorite. Obviously, the betting public kind of went on Borg here. Borg is a tough guy to bet on right now, I think. He's just been a mess. I mean, obviously, he's got had a lot of personal issues. I think his son's doing better, but you know, his son was really sick. He had a ton of injuries, Cole. Like, if you look at his topology, Cole, he pulled out 6 straight fights, or there was an injury 6 straight fights. That's crazy. So he's had a lot of canceled fights, which I don't like. But we have seen Ray Borg look really good at times in the UFC. His grappling obviously is through the charts. You said he has some really good wins. The Fermia win is really good. On Torin, though, I mean, he is dangerous, Cole. Like, I don't think you can count him out here. I mean, 16-1 record is solid, and he's got a 4-fight win streak, and he's got wins over Paiva and Bibulatov, who was a highly touted prospect in the UFC. His only loss in his career to Michinori Tanaka, who's a very good fighter as well. So I think there's a good chance that Bontorin actually might get the upset here. I'm not going to bet on it, though. I will take Borg. He's the hometown guy. I think that'll help him here. I think it's going to be a close fight. I think he edges it out, Cole. I wouldn't bet on Ray Borg, though. I don't think he's a guy you want to put your money on right now. Next up, we'll go to the men's lightweight division. Scott Holtzman against Jim Miller, Battle of Veterans. Scott Holtzman right now, -130. Jim Miller, +110 underdog. Who's your pick?
I like Scott Holtzman here. I think this is a fight. It's kind of weird. Like, Holtzman feels like the up and cover in this fight, but they're both the same age. Like, you just, Holtzman hasn't been around MMA that long. Miller's a veteran. His last fight was really impressive, the submission over Guida. I thought he would have lost that fight, but Miller loses to a lot of guys with power. Like, he lost Dan Hooker. Like, he just, I think Holtzman has the power. I think he can hurt Jim Miller, and I think he can TKO him in the first or second round. Holtzman's last performance against Donghao Ma, that really impressed me. He really showed off his striking and power. I think he can do something similar to Jim Miller here.
I like Jim Miller, man. Plus money? No, I'm taking him for sure. Scott Holtzman's a decent fighter, but, I mean, Cole, Donghao Kim has no chin. I mean, the guy's just cut from the UFC. He's been knocked out in every fight. I wasn't too impressed by that. I thought he'd win. But to me, his best win is Alan Patrick. I thought that was impressive. But, you know, he's a good fighter, like you said, Cole. And he's a little bit older, 36, like, surprisingly. But, I mean, you look at the competition. Jim Miller's level competition is so much higher. I mean, he has taken a lot of damage, but he's been around forever. But he's looked good lately. Three of his last four fights are wins. Clay Guida, Gonzalez, and Alex White. Clay Guida, that was a good win for him. I thought he'd lose that fight too, Cole, like you did. And he looked good. And his losses, Du Bronx, Dan Hooker, Trinaldo, Pettis, Poirier, those are like top-level guys. He only loses to literally the best guys. So to me, I think there's value in Jim Miller and plus money. Again, he's a little long in the tooth, 36 years old, but so is Holtzman. So I think the age washes each other out here. I am concerned about the damage. He could get knocked out. It's possible for sure. But generally, Cole, he's a tough guy to knock out. And Dan Hooker and Cerrone are the only guys to finish him by strikes, I think. So he's a hard guy to get knocked out. And I think he's going to win probably a decision or maybe a submission here. It's possible. But, yeah, I like Jim Miller +110. That's my pick. Next up, Bantamweight Bout. I like this fight a lot, Cole. Nathaniel Wood taking on John Dodson. Nathaniel Wood, the prospect, -155. Dodson, +135. Who's your pick?
Yeah, this is a fight Nathaniel Wood's been talked about as like the future of the bantamweight division. This is a tough fight. I'm picking Nathaniel Wood to win, but I would not be surprised if John Dodson pulled off the upset. If you look at who Dodson loses, he loses the top guys. Lost Peter Yan, Jim Rivera, Marlon Moraes, John Lineker, Demetrius Johnson twice. Those are his past couple of losses. He has wins over like Pedro Munhoz, Eddie Wineland. He beats like those up-and-coming guys, which Nathaniel Wood is. It's a tough fight for Wood. Wood's looked really good on the ground, looked really good in Cage Warrior, so it's a tough fight. I favor Wood. I think he's better all-around fighter. I think he has good striking. He has a really good ground game, really good jiu-jitsu game. I think he can edge out a decision, but we saw Dodson even rock Peter Yan in that fight. But I just think Wood's a more consistent fighter. He has more ways to win, so I'll pick Wood to win this one, probably by decision.
I love Wood in the spot. I think there's -155. You got to go with Wood. I think there's value. I mean, this guy, to me, I'm super high on him. I think he could be a future title champion in this division. The guys look great. 8-fight win streak. He's a nice 3-fight win streak in the UFC. He finishes everyone, Cole. He's not all his Ava's last wins are by stoppage. I mean, who does that at bantamweight? Like, finishes Johnny Eduardo in his debut, then beats Andre Ewell by stoppage, and then finishes out Jose Quiñones. I actually feel like he's almost like took a step backwards in those fights. Like, Eduardo was probably the best of those three guys, but he's looked fantastic. He's super young. He's only 26. He's got a ton of confidence. He's a Cage Warriors champion. I'm super high on him. You know, John Dodson, I think, is really declining now, 35 years old. He's a guy that relied on his speed throughout his career. Early in his career, obviously knocked out some guys like TJ Dillashaw, looked great, and he was a title contender a few times at 125. But, you know, I know he has that win over Munhoz goal. I thought he probably could have lost that fight, to be honest with you, and I think he's kind of on a little possibly on a 4-fight losing streak. To be fair, he has been fighting really good guys, Yan, Rivera, Moraes. Those are the best guys in the world. But I feel like this is Nathaniel Wood's time. I like Nathaniel Wood quite a bit. I think he probably wins a decision on this one because Dodson's hard to finish. But if he gets the fight to the ground, it's possible he could get a submission, although I am leaning towards a decision here. I just really like Nathaniel Wood, man. I think he could be a champion one day. Next up, we've got a welterweight bout, Tim Means against Daniel Rodriguez. Rodriguez filling in on short notice for Ramazan Ameev. Right now, Tim Means -255, Rodriguez +215. Who's your pick?
I'm going Tim Means here. He was trained for this whole fight. Damian Rodriguez taking this fight on short notice. And the thing is, like, look who Daniel Rodriguez beat to get into the UFC. His last win was a guy that was 15-26. That's what you say about who he's fighting. Tim Means, a tough guy. He's just submitted Thiago Alves. Got knocked out to Nico Price. That was a tough fight. Like, he's a guy that always a game opponent, always looks for the finish. I think he'll be able to finish Daniel Rodriguez, whether it be by submission or TKO.
I'm the biggest Tim Means fan in the world, I think. I mean, I've loved this guy forever. Interviewed him like almost a decade ago. One of my best interviews. Love the guy. I mean, he's a fantastic fighter. But, you know, Cole, like, he is 35 now. I know he looked great in the last fight with Alves, but he also got knocked up by Price before that. And that concerned me, the way he kind of twisted his – I think he broke his leg or broke his ankle or something. I can't remember what happened. But, you know, the guy's definitely a powerful striker. He's caught submissions as well. He's just a great fighter. I am going to pick Tim Means. I just think the odds are a little off here because Rodriguez is super dangerous. He is on a nice win streak here, six-fight win streak, all his wins by stoppage again, except for one. The level of competition, though, for sure, Cole, I'm with you, it very much lower. But, you know, there is something to be said about a guy on a nice win streak like this. And, you know, he is a little bit older at 33, so he's not like a young prospect by any means. But we saw last week with Caelan Williams and Morono, man. This kind of reminds me of that fight, Cole. Just a guy that everyone thought was going to win. Big favorite. Actually, the odds were the same. And then you see the dog go in there and smoke him. A guy we didn't know much about. We did see Rodriguez on Contender Series, so I am somewhat familiar with him. Wasn't too impressed with that, but he did look good, obviously, in his last fight. Got signed. My pick's Tim Means, Cole. I'll take him probably to win a decision here. But honestly, if Rodriguez goes in there and knocks him out, wouldn't surprise me because I do think we are sleeping on this guy just a little bit. I believe that's it for the prelims. Now let's go to the main card. Opening up the main card, Cole, this could easily be fight of the night. Yancy Medeiros against Lando Fanata. I know you love this fight, Cole. It's a good fight. Right now we have basically a pick'em. Vanata, slight favorite, -150. Medeiros, -105. Who's your pick, and do you think it could be fight of the night?
I think this is my early pick for the night, and I got Yancy Medeiros in this one. This is more just Lando Fanata is just too inconsistent for me. Like, he's 10-4-2. He looks so good against Tony Ferguson. He almost beat Tony Ferguson. And then since then, it's like he beat John McDessie with a highly real knockout. And he lost David Tamer, draw against Bobby Green, lost against Derek Drucker Close, draw against Matt Frivola, beat Marty Ona, which was a setup fight for him because that guy was not UFC caliber. Then lost to Mark Diakese. He's just too inconsistent for me. I know Yancy Medeiros is on 2-8 lose streak, but that was Gregor Gillespie and Donald Cerrone. No shame in those losses. Then knocked out Cowboy Oliveira, Eric Silva. He's beat John McDessie. Like, he's just fought a lot of top guys. I think he can edge out a decision win. I don't think either of these guys are going to get finished, but I just favor Medeiros just because, to me, he's been a more consistent fighter.
This fight's crazy, man. I honestly have no idea who's going to win this fight. I think it can go either way, Cole. I think either guy could get knocked out or submitted, or I think the fight could go to decision. Either guy could get their hand raised. I think it's a really very tough fight to pick. I would not bet on this fight, guys. I think it honestly could go either way. You could even see a split decision here where the guy that should have won lost or vice versa. I don't know. I mean, this is tough. Medeiros is definitely a good fighter. I mean, we've seen this guy finish fighters like Alex Oliveira, which was a great win. And he's got a good submission game, good knockout power, but his chin is not very good. And he's been submitted a couple times as well. Lando Vannata, just so inconsistent. Cole, like you said, man, look at his recent record. It's crazy, right? He's 1-3-2 in his last six fights. That's just weird. Having said that, I mean, he's fought a pretty high-level competition too, to be fair, like a decent-level competition. I wouldn't say super high. I think Medeiros probably fall higher level. I don't know, Cole. This one can go either way, man. I'm kind of leaning towards Vannata a little bit. I don't know why. I'm just kind of leaning towards him just outstriking Medeiros here for a decision, but he could knock him out too, or he could get knocked out himself. Again, I'm not picking like a confident winner here, but my slight, ever so slightly, would be Lando Vannata to edge out a very close decision. He is fighting close to home, and I think that could be the difference in this fight, but definitely a fight that could go either way, and Cole could absolutely be right with this one. All right, next up, got lightweight bout Brock Weaver against Kazula Vargas, Rodrigo Vargas, whatever you want to call him, Cole. Brock Weaver, surprisingly, a -280 favorite. Vargas, a +240 dog. What do you think of this this one of those odds?
Yeah, I got Brock Weaver to win, probably by decision, but I would never bet this. Like, Brock Weaver's making his UFC debut.
Yeah.
He impressed me, but I think he more got signed for his post-fight interview and what he was like to Dana White after the Contender Series. Yeah. Has a lot of, like, he has good wins. He fought in Ivan Fights, which is a good promotion. He's fought a Crazy Horse, and he's fought in BKFC too, and he lost to Joe Riggs. But I just think he's a better, well-rounded fighter. He has a good ground game, good boxing. I think he can edge out a decision, but I wouldn't lay money on this fight at all.
-280 on Brock Weaver. You don't want to do that. That's stupid. Don't bet on this fight, guys. Brock Weaver is not worth betting on at -280. I do think he probably wins, though. I think Vargas is kind of a plug. I just don't see him being much in the UFC. He's 34. He's a lot older than Weaver. He's only 28. He's also coming off a loss to Alex Da Silva, who's not very good. He was basically signed because he had a knockout over Mike De La Torre by a head kick and fought once last year. I don't know. I mean, I think Weaver probably wins the decision here, Cole. I mean, just looking at his record, that's kind of how he wins his fights. A lot of his fights are close decisions, but, you know, I just don't think there's value on it. I think Vargas is a guy a lot of us don't know a lot about, so I guess it wouldn't surprise me, honestly, if he pulled it off the upside here, but I'm going to pick Weaver. UFC seems to like him. They probably matched all with someone that he should win, so that would be my pick here by decision, probably. Next up, women's flyweight bout, Montana De La Rosa against Mara Romero Barella. We got De La Rosa -165, Barella +145. Who's your pick?
I like Montana De La Rosa in this fight. I think she's going to be the first person to submit Barella. She's really good on the ground. She finishes all her fights. Her all three wins in the UFC are by submission. I think Barella, she got knocked out to Lauren Murphy. That was a tough fight. She's fought a lot of top girls, but I like De La Rosa. I think I'm higher on her. She's only 24. She's shown increased striking in her past couple fights, and even in that injury, she showed good striking. I think De La Rosa can edge out a submission win here.
Yeah, I like Montana De La Rosa. I like her by submission as well. I think that's how she wins the majority of her fights. I know Barella, I don't believe, has been submitted before, but this could definitely be the first time she does, because De La Rosa is so good on the ground. De La Rosa inside the distance is, what is it, +305, Cole. That's not even the submission prop. That's just inside the distance. I think she does finish this fight. I think there is value on that prop. +305, that's a prop I would definitely bet on, because I think she finishes this fight. So, guys, definitely take a look at that one. Rosa inside the distance, +305. There's value on that, in my opinion. And then wait for submission, because it could be like +600. And I think there's value on that, too. Next up, light heavyweight bout, Devin Clark against Daquan Townsend. Townsend filling in a short notice for Gadzi Mirov, Antigulov. Devin Clark right now, -310. Townsend +255. Who's your pick?
I think it was good for Devin Clark that his opponent fell, because I thought he would have lost that fight against Daquan Townsend. I'm taking Devin Clark all day. Townsend 0-2. He's taking this fight on like 21 days after his past fight against Pavon Lewis. And he didn't look real impressed in that fight. And believe it or not, I'm actually picking Devin Clark to get his first UFC stoppage win here. I think he can knock out Daquan Townsend. He has power. He hurt Rakic early in their 231 fight. I don't think Townsend has as good of a chin. I think he can finish him probably by TKO in the second or third round once Townsend gasses a bit.
Yeah. Townsend, man, I mean, this guy, he's filling in on short notice. Like, he just lost like 2 weeks ago, Cole, to Vaughn Lewis. I'm assuming that if he loses, he'll be cut here. And good for him for filling in a short notice, but I don't think he wins this fight. Clark, I'm just not that high on Clark, though, honestly. I wouldn't bet on him at -310, because this guy doesn't have a good chin. He can get submitted. He's just not a great fighter, in my opinion. I think he's really overrated. I don't think he wins by stoppage, Cole. I mean, he hasn't had a stoppage yet. He basically holds guys down and wins decisions. Townsend, majority of his losses are by decision as well. He's lost 10 times, and like I think 7 are by decision. I think he loses the decision here. Let me my pick. Clark by decision. What's the problem on that? -120. I mean, it's a pick-em, basically. I wouldn't bet on Devin Clark, though. I don't like his chin, man. He could get knocked out here. It wouldn't shock me at all. -310 on Devin Clark. No, thank you. But I still think he'll probably win the fight. All right, co-main event, Diego Sanchez against Michelle Pahea. I have no idea what's going to happen in this fight. It's a crazy fight. Michelle Pahea right now, -155. Sanchez, +135. Who's your pick?
Yeah, this could also be a fight of the night. This is great. Like, I favor Diego Sanchez as an underdog to get plus money on him against Michelle Pahea. I think that's value showing. I think Pahea's going to gas can. I think he says he's not going to do those flips. I think once he gets in, I think he's going to do all those flips. I think Sanchez can avoid it the first round. If Sanchez gets out of the first round, I think the fight's his. Mm-hmm. I think fight down to the ground and just like ground pound Michelle Pereira. I'll pick Diego Sanchez by third round ground pound TKO, because I think Pereira is going to go for the early finish. I think he has a shot at getting it, because we've seen Diego get knocked out before, but if he doesn't, I think this is all Diego's fight, and to get plus money, I'm going to go with Diego Sanchez.
Yeah, you know, in general, I don't like this card for betting very much, Cole. Like, there's only a few fighters I really like. I like De La Rosa. I think I said I liked Wood as well, and then a couple of dogs. But this is a fight that I think can go either way. I mean, like you said, Sanchez, he has the cardio, he has the wrestling. He is a very experienced guy. He's fighting close to home. If this fight goes out of the first round, he probably does end up winning a decision. But honestly, Cole, I kind of lean towards Pereira knocking him out, man. I feel like Sanchez's chin is definitely on decline. I know welterweight's a little bit stronger, but he does have those knock losses to Brown, Iaquinta, Lozon. The last fight got dominated. He did beat Galen White. I actually picked him in those fights. I thought he would win, but in this fight, Cole, I don't like him as much. I think Pereira will fight a little smarter. And here's the thing I like about Pereira, Cole, 12 years younger. I mean, there's something you said about that, 26 to 28. And he's a guy with a ton of experience for someone his age. So my pick would be Pereira by first round knockout. But if he doesn't get the knockout, he could gas and lose the decision. So it's kind of a risky bet, if you ask me. But that would be my pick. I think he does actually get the stoppage in this fight. And finally, we have the main event of the evening. It's a rematch between Corey Anderson and Jan Blachowicz. I think I'm pronouncing that right. He was pronouncing it on Ariel's show yesterday. It's a tough name to pronounce, man. Anyways, Anderson right now minus 200, Blachowicz plus 170. It's a rematch, Cole. It's five rounds. Who wins?
I like Corey Anderson in this fight. I think it's going to come down to can Jan Blachowicz stuff the takedowns. That was their side factor in the first round. He stuffed Jacare's takedowns. Maybe Luke Rockhold only went for one, but I don't think that fight went down to the ground. I can't remember off the top of my head, but his takedown defense looks better. Those against middleweights, he's fighting a legit light heavyweight now in Corey Anderson. I think if Jan can stuff the takedowns, I think he might be able to knock with Corey Anderson. We've seen Anderson get knocked up before, but just how easy Anderson got it last time, I don't know if Jan can improve his takedown defense that much. I expect Corey Anderson just to grind out a decision to win here, but I think whoever wins this fight needs to get a finish to try to get the next shot at Jones. I think it should be one of them, whoever wins this. But if it's a boring decision win, like the Jan Jacare fight, like I think the UFC might just look at Reyes Jones next again. So my pick is Corey Anderson by decision. But if he wants a shot against John Jones, he needs to look to finish this fight.
This fight's close, man. Honestly, I know the first fight was a blowout. I looked at the scorecards today. It was 30-25 on two scorecards, and someone had won 29-28 for Anderson on the other one, which doesn't make any sense. How do you have 30-25, 29-28? Anyways, I think that fight was 5 years ago. I think Blachowicz has improved a lot since then, especially his grappling. He's looked really good in the grappling department. He has a couple submission wins like Krylov, Clark, and he's harder to take down. Like you said, the Jacare fight, Cole, he had problems getting Jacare had a lot of problems getting him down. He couldn't get him down. Fight stayed in the feet. I did think he probably lost that fight, though. The guy's definitely a good fighter. He's got knockout power. He's got improved grappling. But, you know, Cole, we have seen this fight before, and a lot of Blachowicz's losses, like Cummins as well, and you know, obviously the Anderson fight, they're fights where he gets taken down. And Corey Anderson is a guy who's a grinder. He takes guys down at will. He pushes the pace hard. He can go 50 minutes hard, 25 minutes. I don't know yet. That's the one question mark I have. He hasn't been five rounds for a Cole. That's going to be interesting to me. I would assume he can go a full five because he does have such good cardio. And to me, the wrestling is the difference here. Like, you look at that Glover Teixeira fight, I kind of feel like it's going to go like that. I feel like he's going to be able to hold him down. But I will say this, like, if Corey does not get takedowns, he will get knocked out, in my opinion, because Blachowicz has really good striking, really good technique, and a much better chin. If the fight stays on the feet, Blachowicz will win the fight. If it gets to the ground, it's going to be Anderson. So I'm with you, Cole. I'm going to lean towards Anderson by decision because I do think the cardio and the wrestling will be the difference. But honestly, man, I wouldn't bet on this fight either. You know, I've been saying that a lot of the fights in this card, guys, but I do think there's a chance Blachowicz could win this fight. I think a lot of us are sleeping on him. I think the odds are a little off. They opened a lot closer. They opened at minus 145, plus 105. Right now, minus 200, plus 170. There's not much respect for Blachowicz. It's a guy that generally is an underdog in his fights. I remember taking that against Rockhold as a dog. He was a dog against Manuel. I think he was a dog against Krylov and Cannonier as well. He's a guy that wins a lot of fights as a dog. So be careful about this one. I'm going to pick Corey Anderson, though, just because of the wrestling. I think he can get the takedowns. But again, I think it's a closer fight than a lot of us will probably expect it to be. So that'd be it for this card, Cole, I believe. We got everything we want to talk about. So 13 fights, guys. Again, the one fight doesn't have odds, but we broke down the other fights. Mostly agreed on the fights here, Cole. There's a few that obviously you picked Sanchez. I had Miller. And then we both had Kenny as a dog and rest of the fights. Or you had Medeiros as well. So there's a few fights we disagreed on. The standings at Oddsbreaker will change a little bit the coming Monday, Cole. I think that's it for this card. So let's just move on, I guess, to the news a little bit here, Cole. I noticed there was a bunch of fighters that were cut from the UFC, including Brad Katona. Any thoughts on that cut? I'm a little surprised. I mean, 2-2 record, but he won an Ultimate Fighter.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't give Katona another fight, especially because there's not many Canadians in the UFC. Like, who are the Canadians in the UFC? You got Felicia Spencer, if it counts, who trains. The same with Jillian Robertson. They both lived in the States since they were like 15, 16 years old, so I don't really know if that counts anymore. You have Tristan Connolly. like your biggest star for a while was Elias Theodora, which was saying all, which wasn't saying a lot. And he got cut. He cut Brad Katona. Like, there's not many Canadians for when they come up to Canada. Like, I think they might sign quite a few Canadians. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if you see like TJ Laramie get signed. Like, I'm surprised because especially he's a tough winner. I thought they'd give him another shot, but 2-2, like a 2-5 lose streak. I guess they thought that was it. I think he's gonna sign with Bellator. He's an SBG Ireland guy. Bellator has a lot of shows in Dublin. I think that's where he's gonna go.
Yeah, so Zane Simon from Bloody Elbow actually has a list of the guys that are cut. Again, not all of them are confirmed, but now that we are hearing actually some of them work for him, so I think his list is pretty correct. We had some, I think it was Aaron that confirmed with Brad that he was actually released. That's too bad. Brandon Davis confirmed on his Twitter that he was released as well, so he was definitely cut. The other cuts, Cole, Daniel Spitz, Darko Stojic, Hector Aldana, Luke Gimo, Ben Saunders, Salim Tuhari, Martin Bravo, Polo Reyes, Carlos Hoshan, Grigory Popov, and Lucy Pudilova. Any thoughts on the rest of these cuts? I think that, like, none of them are really surprising me. I am sad Ben Saunders got cut because I love the guy, but not surprised there. I just looking at it, I mean, I guess Spitz because he's a heavyweight, but General Cole, I mean, it looks like, you know, pretty standard cuts for the upcoming contender series. They need to fill in spots. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm not surprised. Like, Ben Saunders, obviously, the name, like, he's a guy that you just throw on any card. I wonder what he does. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if Bellator signs him just because he used to fight in Bellator. Was he the Bellator champ at one point?
No. He never won the title.
No, he fought for the title, right, against Lima.
Yeah.
So he has experience at Bellator. I wouldn't be surprised if Bellator signs him again, but he's a guy that no matter what he fights, like, it's going to be a fun fight.
Yeah, I love Ben, but, you know, 4 straight losses by stoppage. 6 of his last 7 fights, Cole, were stoppage losses. I was asked last night with Matt Brown. He got hurt pretty bad in that fight. His chin is definitely on the climb. But I love the guy, and honestly, it'd be nice to see him in Bellator. Because I think, honestly, Cole, I think it could be a lot of guys in Bellator. I think there's a lot. They have some weak guys in that division. But even, you know, if they want to sign to fight a guy like Curtis Millender, that'd be a fun fight. I'd like to see that fight, actually, Cole. We've got a question from Marcus. Marcus. Thanks, Marcus, for the question. Have you heard any updates on Cannonier versus Till being on 248? If that fight happens, what do you think the odds would be? All right, so Darren Till wrote yesterday on his Twitter that he has accepted the fight. He says it completes the card. But, Cole, I looked at the card. There's 13 fights. So unless they push a fight to another card, which I guess is possible, I just don't see it happening. I feel like they're just going to keep Cannonier as the short-notice guy just in case of Romero or Israel getting hurt or like missing weight or whatever. But I'd prefer to see this fight matched up, honestly. Have you heard anything? Have you talked to Jared?
No, I haven't heard anything. Like, I don't think it's going to happen on 248. It's kind of getting where it's really short notice now. And it's 13 fights. Like, they're not doing a 14-fight card, especially for pay-per-view. That's going to go on forever. I don't think it's going to happen. I think I wouldn't be surprised if it goes on, like, the next pay-per-view, like, if it's in that Brooklyn card in April, or if it headlines a fight night card coming up, because I think it's a fight both guys want. I just don't think it happens on 248. The card's full, and I don't think the UFC is going to make it at this point.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that one. I'd like to see the fight, though. I think it'd be interesting. As far as the odds go, I mean, it's tough because me and you both had Till as a dog in the last fight against Gastelum. I feel like Cannonier would probably be favored just based on the win streak, the quality of wins. Cole, he's looked good. Hermanson, Silva, and Branch, pretty solid wins. I think he'd be slightly favored.
He'd be slightly favored, but Till's a big name. He has a lot of fans in the UK where I think they might bet him up where he might, at closing, like, he might be a slight favorite just because all the English guys are betting him.
Yeah, I agree with that. He's a public guy. People like to bet on him. So I think you're right, Cole, could be close. Cannonier is a guy that doesn't get much respect generally, so that could definitely be close. Let's see here. What else? Talked a lot already this morning. I did an article on John McCarthy, by the way, on the Weighing In podcast. Cool. He talked about the fight with Reyes and Jones, which we talked about yesterday, and I know you scored it with Jones. McCarthy says it should have been 48-47 Reyes. I do respect McCarthy's opinion, except for when he talks about Michael Page in comparison to Anderson Silva. That is ridiculous. But for the Bellator stuff, he's biased. I think for the UFC stuff, though, I think he was right about this. But again, it's a close fight. He said it's not a robbery. I just felt that Reyes did enough to win based on the judging criteria. And he's a guy that was involved with the writing of the unified rules. So I think that's important. And, you know, Cole, I said on today's show to people, I mean, I'm not sure what you call, Cole, have you read the unified rules?
Yeah, I've read them, like, not recently. I might have to go check it out again.
I think it's good to brush up on them. Even myself, I've read them definitely a few times. I'd like to brush up on them again. And I think everyone listening should brush up. Go read the Unified Rules. I think it's worth reading. I also think it's worth reading the judgment criteria. Again, Cole, I'm not saying you haven't or anything, but I think a lot of fans haven't, Cole. I really think a lot of fans, they just see it on the UFC broadcast at the beginning, whatever they say about the scoring. They don't actually read the in-depth rules. So I think that has something to do with it. Now, I want to talk to you quickly about the open scoring, which I already talked about this morning, but I want to get your thoughts. I don't think it's going to change that much, Cole. I don't think it's as big of a deal as people are saying. I think the judges are just really bad at their jobs. I don't think it's the actual open scoring. I don't think that would change that much, but what do you think?
Yeah, like I talked to James Crowe last night too about it, and he was what I told him, and he didn't even know this, was he would have won the fight if that Joe Solis guy scored the first round for him. That Joe Solis guy gave Giles the first round, and that was a scorecard that he lost on. So if he would have won the first round, he would have won the fight by split decision. He thinks open scoring would be a difference because he said if he knew that judge had him down 2-0, he would have went for it. He said he did go for it, but maybe would have done a bit more. Maybe would have tried a bit harder in the second round to get up or stuff like that. But the problem with the open scoring is if you have a champion up 4-0 or 3-1 heading into the fifth, they're not going to go for it. They're going to try to stall. If you have a wrestler, they're just going to try to clinch the entire round, just try to take you down and hold you there. They're just going to try to burn out the last 5 minutes. I think there are pros and cons because on the opposite, like say Derek Lewis against Latifi, say Latifi was up 2-0, you would have saw third round Lewis just go everything to the wall. Like I think there's instances where it would be good, but then instances it would be bad, and it would just the third round, the final round would just be kind of boring because they just kind of stall if they know they're winning.
I'm with you, and you know I've heard the argument that they can just take a point for timidity. Well, then you're going to lead to a draw, probably. Is that really solving anything? I'll say this. Aaron Brosser, really good friend of mine, he proposed the 0.5 decimal system. That's not really his idea, actually. Like, it's been around for a while. Cole, these guys came in out 10-9. I don't want to see them adding up decimals. I saw Judge Ben Cartledge reply to him, just say, like, no, we don't need this. I don't think that's the solution either, Cole. You know, for me, I think you need better judges. I think you need better education, better training. More accountability. If a guy screws up a scorecard like this Joe Solis guy, Cole, he should be fired. He should be reprimanded. He's going to ruin someone's career. So to me, I think that's important. You know, the commission's always defending their judges, Cole. Why not go out and say, hey, this guy, you know, we reviewed it. It was a bad call. Why not say that? I also feel like, you know, this has been suggested as well. I think Glory uses five judges. I think five judges is interesting. I mean, of course, the commissions, we have to pay more money to have two more guys, but with five judges, Cole, the margin for error is less, I believe, because you have two more sets of eyes. So you probably would have more split decisions and stuff, but at the same time, I think you'd have more consensus fights for the rightful winner. Also, I've heard suggestions like, again, this has been around forever. Dave Meltzer suggested this years ago, where the judges actually sit in the back in like a soundproof room with headphones on and monitors, and they don't actually go in the arena. They can't have the crowd interact with them. That's interesting to me, but at the same time, like, I think there is something to be said about being there beside the cage or whatever. It's hard to say, Cole. I mean, there's a lot of things going on here. I just feel like inherently MMA judging is such a subjective thing. It's so hard to really know what the judges are seeing. I mean, there's been tons of fights where me and you were on the opposite side of the judges or of the consensus too, right? So it's one of those things, Cole. I just think it's inherent in combat sports where you're going to have disagreements and stuff like that. So I don't know what the solution is, Cole. I mean, you have any ideas?
I've always been a component of having five judges, but then taking the worst score, like the two worst scores, just throwing them out. So say like someone had 49-46 Jones, someone had 49-46 Reyes, and the other two were 48-47. You'd get rid of those two 49-46s and just go with those middle three scores. But I think the problem is the UFC really can't do much with the judges because the commission regulates the UFC. The UFC doesn't regulate themselves. The commissions are the one that choose the judges. The UFC might have some say, but really it's up to the commissions to change stuff. Like the UFC can say, like, maybe we look for different stuff, but if the commissions don't want change, like, nothing's going to happen. That's the problem with MMA and judges right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with you on that one. All right, that's it for that. Anything else you want to talk about, Cole?
No, I think we're good for now.
All right, cool. No more questions? All right, cool. All right, guys, thanks for tuning in as always. Really appreciate it. Cole, plug your stuff.
At Twitter, at ColeShell91. This week, I talked to Jan Blachowicz, that's up. Montana De La Rosa, Hector Lombard for his BKFC debut. Talk to James Karras, I'll be up soon. Everything else is going to be on my Twitter.
yeah, my Twitter as well, MM Adam Martin. This podcast, as always, is available at mtheoddsbreaker.com, and we're on Spotify, SoundCloud, Anchor, YouTube, where else? iTunes, of course. There's a lot of places to listen to the podcast now. Appreciate the support, guys. I know the numbers are going up, which is good. Slowly but surely, but they're going up. Also, check me out at bjpenn.com and marings.net. Cole, always appreciate you joining me on the show, man. And appreciate you guys tuning in. Have a great day, guys. Enjoy UFC Rio Rancho this weekend, and hopefully enjoy our picks. Have a great day, guys. Bye.